This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Me too. Me too, Dr. Sheely. I wanted to ask you, we talked a couple weeks ago about some video being done of you. Is that something that you can share on the radio or not?
Well, interestingly, I've had a whole bunch of short videos done, you know, 30 to, well, 1 or 2 minutes, and I haven't known what I'm going to do with them yet, but Sergey had pushed me to have them done, and they have been done, and they sort of cover, you know, major topics that I talk about.
Okay. Okay, so we may see it someday, right?
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Dr. Sheely, we've got on line one, Marty is calling in from Maryland. Marty, welcome.
Marty, y'all there?
Marty, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
oh,
absolutely.
Oh, now we can.
Marty, yeah, you're on with Dr. Yeah. Norm Sheely.
Yeah, I've got a question for him. I have a decubitus wound from using a wheelchair. And I want to know what you recommended to put on the wound and also whether you recommend debriding the area or not.
Well, debriding depends upon looking at the ulcer. If it's necrotic, you know, dead tissue, yes, because it won't heal that.
Okay.
It takes a while for these to heal. Now, in general, the thing that I like best would be castor oil.
Oh, okay.
I have that.
Yeah. Put it right on the wound?
Oh, definitely. It's very safe, directly on the wound. You know, cover it with a thick pad of some kind. And you can do that, you know, all day.
That sounds great. I even have that available. Is
good.
That rich in, like, vitamin A or E?
Well, obviously, the whole immune system needs help in this kind of situation.
Yeah.
And my favorite is vitamin D3. How much do you weigh?
About 140.
Then in your case, I would take 50,000 units once a week.
Which one is that, D3, you said?
D3, is it? Yes.
Okay.
Now, the other thing that can help with the immune system is K2, vitamin K2, 15 milligrams a day.
Okay.
And are you taking vitamin C?
Yes.
How much?
Oh, I don't know. Is that awful?
It's not awful.
I take it along with whatever in my multivitamin. I take a multivitamin, then I take an extra C.
Is adequate. If it's at least a gram of vitamin C in addition to a multivitamin, that would be adequate.
Okay, good.
And there is another product I think I would add in this situation, and that is called beta, B-E-T-A, 1,3, glucan, G-L-U-C-A-N. And it just is immune strengthener, and it comes in 500 milligram capsules.
Oh, I never heard of that before.
Well, it's been around for about 25 years, and when we started off, we were using 3 to 6 milligrams. Now it's up to 250 milligrams, but it's very safe.
What do you think about manna honey? Do you use that in wounds ever?
I'm sorry?
What do you think about using, I've heard of people using manna honey, like a medicinal form of honey to put on a wound?
Yes, in fact, that was the first thought that entered my mind when you asked the question, but I think the castor oil would be better.
Okay, good. I'm going to get right on that because I even have it already.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for asking.
Okay, Marty, well, thanks for your advice.
Marty, I've got a quick question for Dr.
Sure.
Shuley on your behalf. Dr. Shuley, my wife's family used to, for wounds, would put yogurt, the equivalent of Greek yogurt, you know, unflavored, no sugar, on a wound. What are your thoughts about that?
It would be safe. I tend to think castor oil is better. The reason I like castor oil is it actually is absorbed into the lymph system and it sort of pulls lymph away from the tissue to help drain it.
Okay. Now, would this be done with a bandage? Marty, can you say where your wound is?
On my ischium?
Yeah, well, that okay. Yeah, it's done with a pad of some kind covering it, yes.
Okay. And what do you
all
think
right.
about light therapy? I've heard some people putting it, like, almost looks like a sun lamp.
Well, there are specific types of light therapy, not a sun lamp type and not a heat lamp type, but there is a form of specific phototherapy that can be useful, yes.
Oh, okay.
A little clumsy, but it could be done.
Good. Well, thank you. I've got some better information here.
Well, we're not done, Marty, right? Dr. Shuley, do you have any particular wavelengths of light that you're thinking should be investigated?
Well, actually, I have one here that we bought at a medical meeting a couple of years ago, but I don't know that it has the frequency. It's just, phototherapy for wounds and that kind of thing.
Okay.
Mm. Okay. Well,
is there any kind of specific bathing that you would recommend, Epsom salts or something?
No, definitely. Definitely, I wouldn't put any kind of magnesium directly on such a wound.
Okay.
It would sting like stink.
Yeah.
I've heard you could be in jeopardy of damaging the cells if you use something too powerful on it to clean it.
Yeah, that's right. Magnesium directly on an open wound would be very uncomfortable.
Okay. I set off the list, right?
Right.
Well, I'm going to use that castor oil right now. Thanks.
Good on you, as our Australian friends would say. Good on you, mate.
Well, thank you,
Marty.
Thanks
a lot, Marty, would you consider calling back and letting us know in a few weeks what you found out?
Sure, I sure will.
Okay.
Great.
Anything else, Marty?
Thanks.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Bye bye.
You're welcome. That was Marty. Marty in Maryland. I know Marty, class. Marty was my university chemistry lab partner, and I've been in touch with her all of these years, almost 50 years, Dr. Shuley. Marty
wow.
and I have known each other, yeah. And I had to tell you, she was the prettiest girl in the chemistry class. Actually, I think prettiest girl at the university. And so I put my glassware down the lab table. So I put my books down, came back, and there she was. And so we got a chance to spend half a century, together / apart, meaning we'd call each other, and I've been to her house and so forth, and met her children. She's met ours, and it's been great. It's nice having lifelong.
Well, one of the most essential things for health and longevity is a network of friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, I absolutely agree with that. And now, when you say friends, you mean the two-way street type friends, where everybody is helping everybody, right? Rather than
of course.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Shuley,
speaking of friends, did you get my note about my moringa?
I did. I'm so excited. So you have 7 plants that are 8 inches tall. Is that right?
That's right. They just pop right up.
Yep. Yep. And I'm experimenting. I have some outside in the eastern sun. and I have some in the western sun, and I think the eastern sun's doing a little bit better. So, class, you can buy the seeds, and you can buy them on the internet. I bought enough to share with Joey and Dr. Shealy and Dr. Shane, and they're growing. Dr. Shealy, I did something that I'd never done before.
Uh-oh.
Well, seriously, I decided that I don't know how much longer we're going to be on the radio. I don't know how much longer the power grid's going to be up. I don't really have any plans to, jump off the radio. But, something could happen. The FCC could say, we're not allowed to talk anymore about the things that we talk about or the government. I mean, I really don't know. So I decided to have some fun and do a research project at the same time. So I thought about when we could do this, and I called Dr. Richard Allen Miller. He's on every Thursday with us and has been for just probably a year less than you and I have been on, so maybe 7 years. And I asked him if he would perpetrate a hoax on the radio, and we would use... yeah. We would use double speak, new speak. We each would, several days in advance, we'd build our own lexicons that we would, we wouldn't share. We would not have a script. It was just simply, we were going to make, we're going to weave a story. And the guidelines were, so Rick, if I say something, and then I say, after I make a statement, your thoughts, Rick, then he would answer a completely non-related thing or topic, complete, as if we're having two separate discussions together. And also within that, he would put together pieces of sentences that don't belong together. So he would use... So, this is true. We did this. So, for an hour and 45 minutes or so, last Thursday, we did this story. And it had to have a starting place. So, I talked about gasoline and how water is literally, and this is all true, water is the only liquid that you, when you heat it expands, and when you cool it expands. All other liquids, when you heat them, they expand, and when you cool them, they get smaller. So we based buying gasoline on, the time of day, the weather, those kinds of things. But then the rest of the broadcast was total nonsense. And I made up words, and I even spelled the words, and we even said that we were going to do this. I said twice, just before we did this, that we were going to do this. And then during it, Rick started laughing, and he couldn't contain himself. And then so we spilled the beans in a much more comprehensive way. So three times during the broadcast, we said we're going to do it, and we did it. And so some of the words that I made up in this lexicon, I talked about the Hoppler zone, H-O-P-P-L-E-R zone, and the fourth state of water. I talked about transductive dielectric properties of plastic in combination with the salinity of the ocean. And I'll tell you a little bit more when we come back. And then I'll tell you why I did it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. And Dr. Shealy, there's a reason why I'm sharing this with you. There actually is a bona fide reason, and it has to do with your research. So I'm just not off on this wild tangent. But I wanted to see what would happen. What would happen if I started telling a very tall tale? Almost, I mean, not quite like Orson Welles' War of the World on the radio would put people into a panic. I didn't want to do that. But what I did want to do is see if they were paying attention. So we made up this lexicon. I had mine. Dr. Richard Allen Miller has his. We did not compare notes before the broadcast. We just agreed that we would do what I mentioned previously. And then we went on the air and we just spun this weave. But it had to have some center point. And the focus was a fictitious focus about the first satellite space launch in 1930, which never occurred because we weren't involved in satellite space launches until the late 1950s, early 1960s. And so I made all this up, and I threw in a couple corporations like Rayovac and Eveready and Mallory, and so it actually, and I said it with authority. Well, we talked about, and these are made up terms, the dohastic circular movement of light particles and the wavelengths into form a tunneling, which is the way Elon Musk spirals his earth boring machine. And he wasn't the first to do it. The first subway was in 1897. So totally disjointed. And I talked about the Marissa Lunkins And the resulting columnar clouds piercing the ionosphere as a result of chlorofluorocarbons and the Earth as well, heating up and causing ionic residue on the circuit boards of microelectronics. And Apple is seeking relief from the 25% tariff on their new iMac because, well, the suggested list price is $6,000. So totally disjointed pieces of information woven, spoken with authority, talking about the Golubic transition as described by Stephen Hawking in his space-time continuum, on and on and on for an hour and a half. Well, I was wondering if anybody would call us out on this. Call up and say, Finelli, you're out of your mind. What are you talking about? It makes no sense. That did not happen. Didn't happen. I looked at the comments on the internet as a result of this. And until we admitted that this is what we did, no one really came to take us to task and say, this is crazy. Well, so why did I do it? Well, I don't think people pay attention. You know, people show up here at the farm and they'll see something wrong with their vehicle and they'll say, you know, I'll tell you what that sound is. Here's what that means. And they go off into a daze and they don't want to hear it. They don't want to listen. They're not even interested in protecting their own investment in cars. So back in 1980, Bert Bertonis, who was one of our instructors, and I were sitting around, and we thought it was coming up to April Fool's Day, April 1st. So in March, the month before, we sent out a press release to all the major publications, and we claimed that we made this thing. Never really talked about what it was, but we did give it a name. We called it the TX Bus, B-U-S. And it seemed to relate to how you could plug in your satellite receiver, which is the industry we were in at the time, to your body. And this would be a surgical implant. You could plug your satellite receiver in, and you could pick a character in a movie. So if you wanted to be, Rocky Balboa, you could. But you better be stress tested first, because if you wanted to be Rocky Balboa and you had a weak heart, you'd probably die watching the movie, because you would be Rocky Balboa. Well, we said we did this. We said we tested it at the sanitary facility of Walter Reed Army Hospital. Well, it got published as if it was real. And it said for immediate release, April 1, 1980. Well, the money started flowing into the company, Dr. Shuley. We were receiving checks. People were just throwing money at us because they thought we invented something. Now, and that's the individual greed part. People were so greedy, they wanted to buy into this because they thought this was the next big thing. It was a joke. So we sent all the money, you know, we voided the checks and sent it back. So what I'm saying is people don't pay attention. They don't read. They're greedy, and I think we proved it that they don't pay attention right here on the radio. Thousands of people are listening, and nobody really called us out on it. And so the question now is, how does that relate to your study in conscientiousness at Missouri State University? We'll be right back.
After the break.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is bashing President Trump's choice of Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas to succeed Dan Coats as Director of National Intelligence. Schumer says Ratcliffe is too partisan for the job, and he points to his testy exchanges with former Special Counsel Robert Mueller at a hearing last week.
180 pages about decisions that weren't reached, about potential crimes that weren't charged. Respectfully, by doing that, you managed to violate every principle and the most sacred of traditions about prosecutors not offering extra prosecutorial analysis about potential crimes that aren't charged.
Police in Northern California looking for a second suspect who may have been involved in a mass shooting. A man killed three and wounded 15 people at a food festival before police killed him. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. His clinic is in Springfield, Missouri. Information is on the website. I'll give you the phone number a little later if you'd like to call. So, Dr. Shealy, you are spending time, effort, resources, etc., about conscientiousness, studying it at the university level. And I thought you might find this a little interesting, maybe a little bit amusing, as to what I found at the radio level about how people are just not paying attention to things. I think.
Well, interestingly,
they might.
I think I've mentioned to you I'm writing a new book, Who Killed Common Sense?
Right, right.
And I am at this point convinced that 97.3% of people are not conscientious enough to save their life. It's that simple. In other words, if you smoke, are significantly overweight, eat only 2.2 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, do not exercise 30 minutes 5 days a week, and don't sleep 7 or 8 hours every day, you are not conscientious by definition. So you're not paying attention to anything worthwhile, and the most worthwhile thing in the world is your health. So people want a quick fix of some gadget that transports them out of their reality. That's what your statement just before the break tells me.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a fantasy world. It is crazy. It is beyond belief. But it's like a conscientiousness. Sorry.
But this has been around for a while. It's just getting worse. It's accelerating the lack of, in my opinion, the lack of conscientiousness is accelerating at an accelerating rate.
I can't help but wonder whether people have accepted the gargantuan evil empire and its effect on our health, and therefore they've been actually down, their IQ has been reduced. We know that from fluoride. And we know they've been poisoned with Roundup, and we know that 80% of the food sold in the grocery stores is pure junk. You might as well go to McDonald's. And McDonald's and all the fast food restaurants are pure junk. In other words, 80% of all the food available in this country is junk. That in itself is enough to dumb you down.
It's fascinating that you mentioned this, Dr. Shealy, and I'll tell you why. I've been toying with the idea of doing this again this week, and I'm not sure if I'm going to ask somebody to be my cohort in this hoax or whether I'm going to just do it on Friday for an hour all by myself. But probably one of those two will occur. And you mentioned Monsanto, and I was up all night. I couldn't sleep. I was kind of laughing in a kind of a dream state about how I would weave a story around. And in that story, it's a fantastic story. It's I think if I do it right, it will appear to be believable. But Monsanto is a major, major component of it. And what I was thinking about last night is how we have just accepted exactly what you said, accepted that, well, it's just the way it is, you know, and we should put up with it. And actually, in my dream, now I'm not suggesting that anybody do this. I'm just relating to you this kind of a dream state that I was in. And I remember this. And I was thinking, why is it that from outer space we would not be able to see the amount of light focused on Missouri, the state of Missouri, specifically Monsanto's corporate headquarters, where all of this is happening, the epicenter of these crimes against the world, the ecocide, if you will, genocide, if you will. And I was thinking that, why hasn't this happened in my dream? So I'm not suggesting anybody burn and pillage. I'm just saying it. That's what I was thinking about. And so back in the 1970s, I had a gig as a computer jockey for a state government, and I built a computer system for them. And I didn't know better at the time. I thought I was actually doing something good. And I had an internal customer, and my computer system would print out these reports, these green and white bar paper. Do you remember those 14-inch wide pages of computer paper that are all in just one continuous sheet that was fan-folded? Do you remember those? You do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, this I had one that was, 500 and something pages long, and it came out once a week, and I would deliver it to my customer who spent his work day on the same floor. And he would always complain. He'd be rooting around in the morning. Let's say it was Wednesday that I printed it out. And he'd be, you know, in my office, you know, where is it, where is it, where is it, where is it? And I'd say, well, I'm working on it. And so I'd get it to him that day, but it seemed like really important to him. And I wanted to find out just how important it was. So what I did was I got one of those binders, and it was a plastic-covered binder, and it had these pins that would go through the holes in the paper, and I bound it for him, and then the next week I did the same thing. And then I bound it inside out. Okay, the first couple pages you could read, you could open the cover and see them, but then the rest of the pages you couldn't read because they were inside, bound inside. The pages were backwards. Did he complain? No. So I went over to his office an hour later after I dropped it off. I said, everything okay? Good, good. You got your report? Yep, good, good. Is it okay? Oh, it's great. Yeah, sure. Okay. Let me take a look. So I looked at it. So I, you know, kind of like Columbo, I tried to read it. And I said, how do you read this? It looks like it's bound inside out. How do you do that? And he stopped complaining after that. So there's another government employee who's, you know, taking up time. We're paying him, and he's really doing nothing because he couldn't read the report for sure because I bound it inside out. So another time, and it's just, you know, one more story about how people just don't read. Well, another story, I wanted to buy a computer memory for a computer that I had at the bank. And this was a big computer, so the memory was between $20,000 and $40,000. So I went to the boss, the senior vice president, and I said, so I need some computer for my memory for my computer because it's, or our computer, because it's got a lot of page faults. And it's just, it's thrashing, and it's working really hard, but it's not getting much done. And more memory will fix that. And he said, okay, I'll tell you what, write me a report. Okay, so what do you mean? Like a white paper on why you need this memory. So I wrote him a 16-page report, charts, graphs, page faults, and in the middle I put absolute gibberish, nonsense. And I dropped it off on his desk. A week later I get it approved, I get the report back, it's approved, I can buy the memory. So I went over to see him later and I said, good, good, I really appreciate that. So what did you think of the report? Oh, it was good. It was good. It was good. So those are many, many stories about how people just don't read, Dr. Shuley. They want to create the illusion that they're paying attention. And I think it's going to cause us to go down, literally. I think we're going to go down from our own stupidity.
Well, I can think of about five dozen reasons why we should go down. And actually, the top of that list is our Congress.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm with you. I really am. If someone asked me that 10 years ago, I'd say, oh, no, 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 we can fix this. I don't think we can fix it. I think it is so big, so vast, so wide, so deep, so pervasive, so corrupt that it needs to collapse before, and we need to start over.
Well, look what's happening in London now. Great Britain has fallen.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally fallen to the Muslim invasion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you think as far back as just even the 1970s, in the 1970s, Great Britain produced automobiles. They did. I mean, they made more than just wool sweaters. I mean, they actually made automobiles. MG, which stood for Morris's Garage, Triumph. They made motorcycles. They had Jaguar, Rolls-Royce, Bentley. I mean, they had some pretty fine automobiles. Now, when you look, what happened to the MG? I don't know. What happened to Triumph? I don't know. What happened to Triumph motorcycles? I don't know. What happened to Jaguar? Well, that was bought by the Chinese. Ford bought Jag, and they couldn't handle it. It didn't work for them, so they sold it to the Chinese. So now if you buy a Jag, it's a Chinese car. So England has lost it. So when you think of England, what do you think of that is really great? What? 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 I don't know. I can't think of anything. I can't think of anything that would make me say, well...
It should no longer be called Great Britain. It is Little Britain. Or Less Britain.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the things...
Germany is almost as bad.
They're falling fast, and it's a shame. It's absolutely a shame. People are saying that Mercedes, you know, used to be a really fine car. Last 15 years, not so much. And the same with BMW. I mean, BMW has a serious problem with the plastic parts in the car. They break. And when I say break, I mean they break. So if you have a radiator coolant tank that is the repository for your antifreeze. After a few years, maybe 5 years, it'll crack and leak. Since when? Since when did that start? I've got a tractor I was thinking about. I told it what a good tractor it was. I was using it yesterday. It was built in 1989. And it was from Great Britain. It's an International 385 40-horsepower tractor. Original rear tires after all these years. Original brakes. Original lights, all the lights, and the light bulbs, and the fan belt, and the water pump. It's all original. Everything is working great. Well, we reupholstered the seat. Other than that, and new tires, it's been perfect. Because we used to make things, and so did Great Britain, United Kingdom, that were good, but not anymore. So I'll probably do another one of these this week, and I promise the class that I will tell them when I do it, so they don't think that they didn't understand what I was saying. I will say I am going to do Newspeak or Doublespeak. And you know, Dr. Shealy, life is short, and I decided that, you know, I'm going to have some fun.
Well, good on you, mate.
So arsenic is in rice, Dr. Shealy. Captain John Reagan mentioned this well over a year ago. And so arsenic is one of the, you know, it's one of the staples for many countries. I'm sorry, rice is. And rice is able to uptake more arsenic and contain more arsenic than most foods. And there's two forms of arsenic. There's the organic, which is found in plant and animal tissues, and then there's the inorganic, which is found in rocks and soil and dissolved water. And that's the more toxic form. So the problem is that we've got arsenic everywhere, but it really accumulates in rice. So, and so what are we talking about? Rice milk, rice bran, rice-based breakfast cereals, rice baby cereals, rice crackers, brown rice and syrup.
And what about one other one? White rice, which is 99% of all that I ever hear about or see.
Right.
White rice is as bad as eating table sugar. It is a pure
Dr.
carbohydrate.
Shulika, I'm so glad you mentioned that because I don't think people are thinking about that. You know, I don't think people think that rice is toxic from the arsenic. So let's talk about what do you do about it. So if you're going to eat rice and you like Chinese food, I mean, what are you going to do? We'll be right back.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, I've only got half the controls. Alex has the other half. And if you and if you I see that we've got someone calling in, just let it ring. And Alex is doing many things simultaneously, so just let it ring and he will get to you. And usually the time that he's freed up a little bit is just as we come back on the air after a break. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. So, Dr. Shealy, so rice is susceptible to arsenic for a few reasons. One is it's grown in fields that are flooded, you know, rice paddies, and they require lots of irrigation. And in many areas, the water is contaminated with arsenic. So what happens is the rice uptakes the arsenic from the water, and then the water that evaporates still leaves behind the arsenic. So the land, the ground, the rice paddy gets more and more and more contaminated with arsenic.
And
so
by the
rice,
way,
yeah,
in areas where they grow rice, where they previously grew cotton, like Missouri,
mm-hmm. Yep.
The arsenic content is even higher because lead arsenate was used on the cotton fields.
Yeah, how dumb we are.
Brown rice actually has about 10% more arsenic than white rice. They get rid of a little bit by shelling the rice, so to speak. Mm-hmm.
So my understanding is that there's some pretty serious health risks. Would you like to share with us what your thoughts are on health risks from eating?
It's just part of the whole. I mean, look, Toasties, Kellogg's, Campbell's Soups, all of those things are toxic stuff. You can't find a non-toxic food anymore. You can't even grow one because it comes out of the sky in the rain.
Mm-hmm. So my understanding, Dr. Shealy, is we're talking about multiple types of cancer. We're talking about vascular disease, right? We're talking about hypertension, high blood pressure, heart disease. Yes.
It's all poison.
And it's all brought to you by the supermarket.
And allowed and encouraged by your government.
You know, I was mistaken when I was younger. I got a draft number for the Vietnam conflict. And during that era, I couldn't understand what the Vietnam conflict was about. I really didn't understand it. To this day, I still don't understand it. And I don't know if anybody does. I mean, other than feeding the war machine, war is big business. Other than that, I don't understand the real reason why we were there. unless that is the real reason. I'm pretty sure that is. But in terms of a humanitarian reason, I don't think there was one. Well, I thought at that time, being a young person and being naive at the university age, I thought that if we went into harm's way, our government would get us the best food, the best weapons, the best body armor, the best of the best, and they would worry about us and make sure they took care of us. I don't think so. I think they look down on us as, well, let's see how many get killed if we try this kind of a tactic. Let's see what happens if we give these kind of immunizations. Let's see what happens if we withhold nutrition from the food. Let's see what happens if we withhold sleep. Let's see how much stress they can stand. What happens if they are in the combat zone and they're being shelled for a week straight with mortars? Let's see what that does to the mind and the hearing. I think they did experiments like that. I mean, I don't think they would admit to them, but I think they wanted to know, because I have Patton's playbook from World War II. And in that book, and it's a huge book, it's like, oh, I don't know, 18 inches wide, 10 inches tall, 3 inches thick. It's two volumes. And it has maps, and it shows, you know, the maneuvers. It shows the battles. It shows how many were going to be involved, what the casualties were, what the injured were. And it's like, well, you know, we're going to lose like 30%. 20% are going to be wounded. Let's do it. I mean, that kind of stuff. And you look at that, and it really makes you jaundiced toward supporting war. It really does. So, Dr. Shilley, is rice a concern for you? I mean, would you try to avoid rice? I mean, it's Taco Bell, right?
Well, I haven't had any in my house in 10 years.
Okay. So there was a tip. I was reading some tips. Do you have any tips that you'd like to share before I go into this as to what you might do if you want to remove some of the arsenic from rice?
No, go ahead. That's interesting.
Okay. So if you want to reduce the arsenic in white rice or brown rice, what you want to do is use a solvent that the arsenic will dissolve into. And the easiest one is water. Because water, as my dad would say as a chemistry instructor, water is a universal solvent. So you put the rice in water in the pot overnight, and you let it soak, and then you pour off the water before you cook it. So that's it. It's as simple as that. Let it soak. Let the arsenic dissolve in the water, and pour off that water, and then use fresh water. Preferably, of course, filtered water for making rice. Dr. Shilley and I'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. And we're going to talk about TV and how dumb it's making us.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.